As we do the turnover from the winter sports season to the spring sports season, we're going to head over to Wayland Academy and bring in Director of Athletics, Cody Schultz. Coach, Big Red, ready to get a spring sports season going?
Yeah, very excited. You know, it's been wonderful weather so far. I'm actually prepping the baseball field today, and we start painting some of our soccer fields. So way ahead of schedule from that standpoint, but we're really excited to get going.
Hey, are you a perfect line painter when it comes out there? Are they perfect 90-degree angles and such?
We try to make them that way. I can't guarantee it's always going to be that way. You know, I think I got one leg longer than the other one, so that, you know, tends to go one way or another. Or maybe I should just keep both shoes on. But, you know, again, we're doing the best we can to get them perfect.
You know, there are lots of opportunities at Wayland Academy for students to take part in extracurriculars, especially on the athletic side. Just you want to kind of hit on what you guys all offer there at Wayland if people aren't familiar?
Absolutely. So this spring we have 8 sports. You know, we're a little bit under 200 students. So we do have a lot of sports offerings for the spring. But the nice part about being here at Wayland is that all of our students are required to do at least 2 sports, if not 3. And for the second spring in a row, we've actually had no students sign up for PE. So every one of our students is involved in a sport, whether it be athletics or managing an athletic team. So for softball this year, we got a brand new coach. Very excited. Wayland alumni and current admissions member Brianna Mikulitz. She's going to be our new softball coach, and we have a lot of returners last year. You know, last year's team was a rebuilding year for us, but we're going to be led by second-year all-conference pitcher Sierra Mietzel, and we have some good newcomers coming in. Alexa Guerrero is one that sticks out in my mind. She was a honorable mention basketball player, and I think she will also do a lot of great things on the softball field. For baseball, we're going into the season with third-year head coach John Prime. He's also a Wayland Academy alumni. And we have a good core of returning players that are younger kids, you know, sophomores, juniors. So we got, you know, impact player Clay Crushell, the legit Division I recruit, top 50 in the state. He can pitch for us. He can play in the outfield. He can play in the infield. He can play everywhere. On top of that, we got TJ Alamond, another great baseball player coming through for us. So we have a lot of young talent on our baseball team looking to make some waves there. And hopefully we can win a game in the tournament or two. So very excited about that. For track and field, we have veteran head coach James Cleary, and we have a strong group of senior leaders this year looking to have a big explosion of talent and really burst on the scene even farther for the state meet. We have Lucia McGinnis, Osiah Sule, and Nelson Mitchell, all who qualified for the state meet last year. So on top of those, we're looking for strong performances from Javan Hirwa, William Goodman, and Lucia Gil-Servilla. So we have a lot of great athletes coming in that have a good shot to make the state meet. So very excited about that, looking to get at least 5 or 6 events to state and break some school records. On the boys' tennis side, we have another veteran coach and parent alumni, Amy Pippinger, and great assistant coach in Greg Schultz. We have a young team that's looking for opportunities to get better. You know, last year we also had a young team, so we're building on top of that. Those players gained some experience, and we're looking to compete in more meets this year, and we're excited to get to work there. We just got the tennis nets up the other day. Can't wait to get going there. Girls soccer, we have second-year head coach Matt Smallish. We had a really strong soccer season compared to what we traditionally had in the past last season, and we're looking to build on that. We have some great senior leadership in all-conference goalie Lila Nash and senior Danny Espinoza, looking for an explosion of talent also there and looking to see how well those girls respond to Coach Smallish, who really is a great coach. We're very lucky to have him, and I think if he can connect with the girls well, like I anticipate, it's going to be a special year for us. So we got a couple of those athletes that are doing soccer that are also doing track and field. And then we move on to the Beaver Dam Lake, where we have our second full season of high school rowing. We are the only high school rowing team in the state. And that's led and coached by our director of curriculum and veteran rower, Seth Elborn. And we have over 40 students that signed up for that. So we're extremely excited. So if you see any boats on the lake with some people rowing, as long as it's not a traditional rowboat with a fishing oar, it's probably going to be us. So we're excited to get out there and show what we can do. We will compete across the Midwest, hopefully to travel as far as you know, Georgia and Tennessee for some of those meets. So we're looking to see how far we can go. For lacrosse, we're in our second full season here at Wayland Academy, and we will be competing on the JV-only level. And we have head coach Rob McClellan, who is a teacher for us and a student success coach, and he is going to use a group of players that are new and last year's returners to have a more balanced approach on offense. Last year, we relied heavily on some of our more stud players. This year, we do have some strong returning players in Jaden Robinson and Liam Cleary, but we also have some new athletes in Alpha Silla and other athletes that are going to make us a more well-balanced, rounded approach. And that leads us finally to boys golf. It is the return of boys golf to Wayland Academy. We were back in Wausau. We were state runner-up and state champs a long time ago, so we do have a rich history here. And that is going to be coached by Glenn Richards, who's our art teacher and was our softball coach, but because he was going to coach golf for us this year, that's why we got a new softball coach this year. And Coach Glenn, previously when he was a teacher in Arizona, was a golf coach, so he does have experience in that field, having a state champion down there. So we're looking to see what we can build with some of our new golfers this year. And we will be practicing at Old Hickory, and our meet will be at the Columbus Country Club. So, again, we got 8 sports offerings, a lot going on at Wayland Academy, a great opportunity for athletes to ring the bell athletically, because we already know that they're ringing the bell personally and ringing the bell in their classroom.
Hey, Cody, if somebody's looking for more information to kind of follow the Big Red, what are some of the ways they can do it? Or if they're looking for information on, heading over there for an education, what's the best way to find out information?
The best way is to reach out to any of the admission staff, to reach out to myself. You can find all of our contact information by going to our website, which is www.wayland.org, and you can figure out anything you need from there.
Coach, it's going to be a great spring season at Wayland. Looking forward to getting the results, and I look forward to covering the Big Red. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate all the coverage.
Wayland Academy Athletic Director Cody Schultz here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.